I have said this for years, and it still makes people uncomfortable. An artist is not a designer, and a designer is not an artist. The discomfort tells me everything. It means the person hearing it has been treating the two as versions of the same thing, and they are starting to wonder whether that was a mistake. It was, these are not just different job titles. They are different psychological orientations toward creative work, different definitions of what success looks like, and different relationships to the person writing the check. Understanding the difference is not an academic exercise. It is the most practical thing a business owner can know before they commission any creative work, because hiring the wrong one is not just a design problem. It is a communication problem, a brand problem, and eventually a revenue problem. The artist. An artist's primary obligation is to their own vision. This is not a criticism, it is the definition of what art is. Art is the externalization of an internal experience, a perspective, a feeling, a way of seeing the world that the artist needs to make visible. The success of a work of art is measured internally. Did it say what I needed to say? Did it get the thing out of me and into the world in a form that feels true? The audience's response matters to an artist, but it is secondary. An artist who compromises their vision to satisfy an audience is not doing art, they are doing something else. I know this from both sides. I trained as an artist before I trained as anything else. I have stood in front of a canvas and made decisions that had nothing to do with what anyone else would think of the result. That is the state art requires. It is also a state that is completely incompatible with brand work. Art is self-expression. Brand work is not self-expression. They require opposing psychological orientations, and you cannot be in both at once. A restaurant owner walks into an artist's studio and asks for a logo. The artist gets excited. They love the concept, a late-night ramen bar with a moody, neon-lit aesthetic. They spend 3 weeks producing a hand-painted mark in deep indigo and rust, heavy with texture, raw with energy. The restaurant owner looks at it and feels something. So does everyone else the artist shows it to. What nobody asks is whether the mark reads at 1 inch, whether it works on a white paper bag, whether it tells someone who has never heard of the restaurant what kind of place this is, and whether it is for them. The artist was not thinking about those people. The artist was thinking about the mark. The most documented version of this failure in modern branding is Benetton's campaigns under photographer Oliviero Toscani in the 1990s. Toscani was a fine art photographer, and his campaigns featuring AIDS patients, death row inmates, and war imagery were genuine works of art. They won every major advertising award. They also triggered retailer boycotts across the United States and contributed to significant sales declines in key markets. The work said exactly what Toscani needed to say. It did not say what Benetton's customers needed to hear. The confusion of those two obligations cost the brand years of recovery. The graphic artist. The graphic artist is the category most people confuse with graphic design, and the confusion is understandable because the skills overlap considerably. A graphic artist works within a context. They illustrate stories. They create editorial imagery. They develop lettering that serves a concept. They bring a personal visual language to a brief that benefits from it. The graphic artist is a collaborator, not a strategist. Their work is expressive, but the expression serves a subject instead of a business objective. The subject might be a book, a magazine spread, an album cover, a mural, a campaign. The work has intention beyond the artist's inner world, but the measure of its success is still substantially aesthetic. Does it feel right? Does it capture the concept? Does it have the quality the medium demands? Graphic artists produce some of the most beautiful work in the visual world. Editorial illustrators, hand letterers, muralists, concept artists. The level of craft in these disciplines is extraordinary. The problem is not the quality of the work, the problem is the purpose. A graphic artist hired to solve a brand communication problem will solve an aesthetic problem instead because their psychology points them at aesthetic problems, not communication problems. The result can be stunning. It can also completely fail to communicate what the business needed it to communicate because the person making it never asked the question the work needed to answer: does this work for the person it needs to reach? With the restaurant owner, the graphic artist leans in. They love the hand-drawn aesthetic of ramen culture, the Japanese street signage references, the way the steam from a bowl could become a visual motif. They produce a beautiful illustrated identity, a detailed woodblock-style stamp, custom lettering with visible ink bleed, a color story pulled from vintage Tokyo travel posters. Every element has intentionality. Every element is in conversation with a cultural reference the graphic artist finds compelling. The restaurant owner loves it. It goes on the menu, the website, the window. 6 months later, nobody outside the neighborhood has walked in for the first time because they saw the brand. The illustration is gorgeous. It is also saying something in a language only people who already know the reference can read. Shinola is one of the most cited real-world examples of this failure. The Detroit-based brand built a deeply artisanal visual identity, rich with illustrated references to American manufacturing heritage, hand-lettered typography, and the visual language of mid-century craft. Design publications loved it. The aesthetic is genuinely considered and beautifully executed. The problem is that it speaks most fluently to design-literate consumers who already understand the cultural references it is drawing on. Broader audiences encounter the price point without the context the visual language assumes they have, and the brand has consistently struggled to bridge that gap. The graphic artistry is not the problem. The assumption that the audience would decode it is the graphic designer. A graphic designer's primary obligation is to the audience the client is trying to reach, not to their own aesthetic, not to the concept they find most interesting, not to the visual language they have been developing in their personal work, to the audience, full stop. This is the fundamental distinction. A designer's success is measured externally. Did the work communicate what it needed to communicate to the people it needed to reach? Did it make someone trust the brand, choose the product, understand the offer, feel the right thing at the right moment? The designer's personal style is a tool. If it serves the communication objective, use it. If it does not, set it aside and use something that does. A designer who cannot do that is not practicing design. They are practicing art with a client's budget. The best graphic designers I know almost disappear into the work. Their personal aesthetic is present but subordinate. You can see craft everywhere and the designer's hand nowhere. The work serves its purpose so completely that self-expression finds no room, and they do not need there to be. They find the satisfaction elsewhere, in the precision of the solution, in the clarity of the communication, in watching the work do exactly what it was built to do for the people it was built for. The designer starts with questions before they touch anything. Who is coming here and who should be? What does someone need to feel in the first 3 seconds of encountering this brand to decide it is worth walking through the door? What does late night and ramen and this specific neighborhood mean to the specific person who has never heard of this place? The mark that comes out of that process might not be as expressive as the artists or as culturally layered as the graphic artists, but it will work. It will work at 1 inch and at 6 feet. It will work on a brown paper bag and on a neon sign and as a favicon, and it will say something legible to someone who has never seen it before, which is the only person whose first impression actually matters. Paul Rand's work for IBM is the most documented example of this approach in practice. Rand was explicit that his personal preferences were subordinate to IBM's communication needs. He started every project with written briefs that established the audience and the communication objective before any aesthetic decision was made. The striped IBM logo he created has lasted over 60 years, not because it reflects Rand's personal taste, but because every decision in it was made in service of what IBM needed to communicate to a specific corporate audience about trust, reliability, and modernity. Rand was one of the most aesthetically opinionated designers who ever lived. You cannot find his hand in that logo. That was the point. Why the confusion costs you money? Most small business clients cannot tell the three apart when they are hiring. They look at a portfolio, they like what they see, they hire the person. What they rarely ask is, what was this work trying to do? Who was it trying to reach? And how do you know whether it succeeded? Those questions separate the designer from the artist every time, because the designer has answers and the artist has feelings. The client who hires a graphic artist to design their brand identity gets work that is visually interesting and strategically inert. The logo is beautiful, the color palette is original, the typography shows craft, and none of it is communicating anything to the audience the business needs to reach, because nobody in the process was primarily thinking about that audience. The designer was thinking about the work. The work is the problem. The client who hires a fine artist to do their brand photography gets images that say something about the artist. The images have vision and texture and intentionality. They also have no relationship to the brand's positioning, the audience's psychology, or the specific question the brand photograph needs to answer before the viewer scrolls away, because the artist was not asking that question. Artists do not ask that question. That is not what art is for. This is not a hierarchy. Art, graphic art, and design are all legitimate, valuable, and demanding disciplines. The hierarchy only appears when you put the wrong one in front of the wrong problem. Give an artist a blank canvas, and they do exactly what they should do. Give an artist a brand brief, and they do the same thing, which is exactly what they should not do. The ones who can do both. There are creatives who can operate in more than one mode. People with fine art training and design practice, people who make personal work on their own time, and client work on the client's terms. I am one of them. The skill is not the ability to do both. It is the ability to know which one you are doing and to stay in it completely for as long as the work requires. When I am making photographs for my own practice, the obligation is to what I see and what I need to say about it. When I am making photographs for a brand, the obligation is to the audience that brand needs to reach and the question that photograph needs to answer before the viewer moves on. Those are different cognitive states. Switching between them is not automatic. It requires a deliberate reset, a conscious recalibration of whose work this actually is. The creative who cannot make that switch or who makes it halfway and slides back into self-expression in the middle of a client project is the one leaving a gap between what they delivered and what the business needed. And the gap is almost never visible in the work itself. The work looks fine. It looks good, even. The gap only becomes visible in what the work fails to do, in the customer who did not respond, the audience who did not recognize themselves, the brand that accumulated assets without accumulating meaning. What to ask before you hire? Before you commission any creative work, ask one question. What does this need to do for the person it needs to reach? If the creative you are talking to answers that question immediately and in terms of the audience, you are probably talking to a designer. If they answer it with a discussion of aesthetics, style, or what they personally find interesting and compelling, you are probably talking to an artist. Both answers are honest. Only one of them is right for your brand. From yours truly, Josh Pears. Thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.